Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this show, we look at some of the more memorable films featuring casino heists. I hope you enjoy the show. This genre is one of my favourites. I always root for those pulling off the heist, as they're ripping off the casinos, who in turn are supposedly ripping off the public. Let's go back to 1950, to Robert Stevenson's Walk Softly, Stranger, starring Joseph Cotten and Alida Valli. It's a film noir which opens with Cotten pulling up in his car outside a small town in America. He decides to stay there. It's where he grew up. He reacquaints himself with a childhood crush whose father happens to be a wealthy factory owner. He gets a job there, but then he's contacted by an old gambling pal who's down on his luck. It turns out they pulled a scam together and are laying low. In order to bail out his friend, Cotten plans for them to heist a casino. Things start to go wrong from then on. Frederick Hollander did the score, and here's the opening credits music. In 1955, Phil Carlson made Five Against the House with Kim Novak, her usual smouldering self. It was before she'd made Picnic and Hitchcock's Vertigo, but she had starred in Pushover with Fred McMurray in 1954. The film is an earlier version of Ocean's 11, but with four GIs instead of 11. Carlson had shown he could direct in 1952 with Kansas City Confidential, a great film noir with Lee Van Cleef. This is The Life of the Party, sung by Kim Novak, but dubbed by Joanne Greer.
I don't stay home anymore if there's somewhere to go. Just go along for the ride. They call me the life of the party. They don't know that I'm crying inside. If there's a dance or a show, you'll find me around, always laughing it up with a crowd. They call me the life of the party, but my poor heart is crying out loud. I'm making new friends and seeing new people, doing the town until three. It's all I can do not to think about you. Though I know you're not thinking of me, so I'll dance every night and I'll play every game. I'm the last one to say my goodbye. madness ended the life of the party. Goes home all alone to cry.
Jean-Pierre Melville made Bob le Flambeur in 1956. It's a painstaking reenactment of a casino heist by an aging gambler who feels it's his last chance at redemption. It was Melville's fourth film and his first crime film. Many directors, including Kubrick, Goddard, Tarantino, and Jarmusch, have named it as their favourite film. It's cited as the precursor film for the French New Wave that followed. Jean Gabin was just too expensive for Melville, so instead he used Roger Duchesne, who was of a similar pedigree. It took 4 years to complete the film, such was Melville's attention to detail. Here's the opening credits music by Eddie Barclay and Joe Boyer. In 1960, Lewis Milestone made the daddy of them all, Ocean's 11, based on the same premise as Five Against the House. Frank Sinatra gathers together 11 of his old army pals to heist 4 Las Vegas casinos in one night. The motley crew includes the Rat Pack, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, together with Henry Silver and Richard Conte. Cesar Romero puts in a wonderful performance as their nemesis, and Angie Dickinson provides the love interest. It's a fabulous film and never drags for 1 second. It has a marvellous, relaxed feel, and large parts of the dialogue were improvised. Las Vegas looks strangely prehistoric in 1960. Apparently, the director, Gilbert Kay, was told the idea by a gas station attendant. Kay told Peter Lawford, who then told Frank Sinatra. Sinatra is supposed to have said, "Forget the movie, let's do the job." As most of the performers were involved in shows in Las Vegas at the time, filming was done before sunrise, after they had performed. The soundtrack is full of classics, including Sammy Davis Jr. singing EO 11. Here's Dean Martin singing Ain't That a Kick in the Head.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Red, that's a kick in the head. Ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be
beautiful.
She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sad. Tell me quick. Oh, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick. Ain't love a kick. In the head.
The same year, Henry Hathaway made Seven Thieves with Rod Steiger, Edward G. Robinson, Eli Waller and Joan Collins. Edward G. assembles a team to rob a casino in Monte Carlo. Here's the main titles theme from Dominic Frontier. In 1963, Henry Verneuil teamed Jean Gabin with Alain Delon in The Big Snatch. Gabin is a career criminal freshly released from a long jail sentence. He rejects the possibility of a bourgeois life that his wife yearns for and teams up with an ex-cellmate played by Delon. Gabin sets up a casino heist in Cannes, helped by his brother-in-law and using his wife's savings. It's a clever plan and deserves to succeed. Here's Jimmy Smith playing the theme, Any Number Can Win, written by Michel Magne. Then in 1968, we had They Came to Rob Las Vegas, a strange spaghetti casino heist movie with Lee J. Cobb, Elke Sommer, Jack Palance and Gary Lockwood trying to grab $7 million on its way from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. It's directed by Spanish Antonio Isazi and hasn't got much to boast about, but the soundtrack is pretty good by Georges Gavarentz and his orchestra. Here's Chase in San Francisco. Machine Gun McCain was another spaghetti casino heist movie directed by Giuliano Montaldo, but this has a lot more going for it. Peter Falk, Columbo, plays a mafia boss on the West Coast who has aspirations to own a casino, but the mob don't agree. Meanwhile, John Cassavetes, fresh out of prison, is set up by his son to heist the same casino Falk has his eyes set on. The wonderful Gina Rowlands, star of many Cassavetes films, has a great cameo role. Great photography, a great script and good performances all round lift this above the sum of its parts. Oh, and it's also got a great theme song by Ennio Morricone and Audrey Nora, sung by Jackie Linton.
Against the wall. is human after all. No one knows better than McCain what an angry man may do when it gets too hard to bear. No one knows better than McCain how to spit on their taboos as they thought he'd never dare.
There was even a blaxploitation casino heist movie in 1978 called Blackjack, directed by John Evans, without many redeeming features, but it had a good theme tune written and performed by Jack Ashford.
Life is just a gamble. It's like playing blackjack. Just a gamble. It's like playing blackjack. Don't let it get you down, even though you've been crying. Money.
Talk about lots of money.
They'll soon be playing your game. You put your trust in a woman. Ah, they use her to get to you. I'm talking about lots of money.
And that's about all for this programme. I'll leave you with A Thousand Kisses Deep by Leonard Cohen from The Good Thief, Neil Jordan's remake of Bob le Flambeur starring Nick Nolte. Sadly, most people are more familiar with this and the remake of Ocean's 11 than the originals, so I hope I may have created some desire to check out these far superior original films. It will be worth the effort, I can assure you.
are young, the odds are there to beat. You win a while, and then it's done, your little winning streak. And summer now to deal with your invincible defeat. You live your life as if it's real. A thousand kisses deep. I'm turning tricks. I'm getting fixed. I'm back on Boogie Street. You lose your grip, and then you slip into the masterpiece. And maybe I had miles to drive and promises to keep. It all to stay alive. A thousand kisses deep.
Are young,
invincible defeat. You live your life as if it's real. A thousand kisses.